I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So, Joshua Dobbs, he might have to be in there. And I say, big yikes. And welcome to the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Friday pre-show brought to you by Baird Brothers Fine Hardwoods, Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Matt, he's not here, but another producer Matt is here. Because producer Matt has, like, a real important job tonight, Chris.
He is. He's doing the Pirates pre and post game. This is his crack. This is his swing.
He'll screw it up. He'll do a great job with Jack.
He will.
So he's doing pre and post game. So, you know what? Knowing producer Matt, not producer Matt who's in today, but our real, not I don't want to say real producer Matt, but our regular producer
right.
Matt. Knowing him, he's up right now getting ready for that show tonight.
He was texting me last night asking me questions.
Seriously?
Yeah, like, what goes in this segment, that segment? It'll be fine. Just relax, bud. You got this.
Oh, my gosh.
He'll do wonderful.
Oh, man. Producer Matt. He'll be nervous, but he'll do well. All right. There's a lot to get to today. You know, these political commercials have started again, right?
Do they ever stop?
Well, here's the danger. I told you a couple days ago about how we sit down as a family and watch Wheel of Fortune now. It's a big show in my house.
Yeah.
Watch the end of Jeopardy. Okay, the routine has to remain the same for our kids not to lose their minds.
Yeah.
So we watch the end of Jeopardy. The kids don't really watch that. We do like baths before then or showers, one of the two, whatever they feel like getting. Then we come downstairs, we have a snack, we have like 15 minutes of screen time, like iPad time.
Right.
We can have 15 minutes of between 7:15 and 7:30. Then right at 7:30, as I'm watching the end of Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune starts at 7:30. Well, once Wheel of Fortune starts, and it's on during Jeopardy too, the political ads are like, because that's their strike zone.
That's their target audience right there.
Yeah. The blue hairs. So anyhow, my kids believe everything.
Oh, yeah.
It's 7 years old. So they see the negative political ads, right? So my son has now taken to thinking, because we went on a train to Harrisburg.
Right.
He loves the train. Loves riding the Amtrak. Mm-hmm. Just loves everything about trains. He'll tell you everything. Like, this is a DC-7849 model. It's scary. But he didn't like Harrisburg. He didn't like the city because it's a dump.
Oh, well, it's Harrisburg.
Right.
Yeah.
So we took it there and got off and spent the day and then came back home. And also they have really loud, he's like kind of gets a little spooked, real loud, sudden noises.
Okay.
You know when you go to cross the street? Boop, 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 boop.
Oh, yeah.
Boop,
the streets.
For like people who are visually impaired.
Yeah.
It is way too loud. And it kind of spooked him. So he's like, I don't like Harrisburg. So anyway.
Join the club. Dad.
Right.
Join the club.
Well, not only does he not like Harrisburg, well, this political ad claims that Scott Wagner is the worst person in Harrisburg. And my kids believe everything.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because they're still at that age. They just take everything at face value. So my son is now on this kick where he's like, as soon as that commercial comes on, he's like, just goes into a tizzy. Not in a bad way. He's like, that's the guy. That's him. Mom, Scott Wagner's bad. And then now Scott Wagner's like fired back at the governor, right?
Okay.
Is that who he's going against?
I don't follow
any politics.
Yeah.
Except what I see on commercials during Wheel of Fortune.
Scott Wagner wants to take your money.
Yeah. And he goes after the governor now. And so now my son doesn't know what to believe because now Scott Wagner's making himself the good guy on the commercials. And he's just but the political ads are just.
They're ridiculous.
And they're not cheap either.
No. I mean, you think about that.
Paid for by the friends of Scott Wagner.
You think about the time slots. Like you said, they're buying these things in.
Yeah, I know.
That's that Jeopardy Wheel of Fortune time slot, that 7 to 8 o'clock hour is enormous.
It's gigantic.
For TV stations.
It's got to be gigantic. But my kids, I wish they would just be like, hey, kids, this is for grown-ups. Don't believe everything that you hear.
We're about to lie to your parents.
Right. This is just kind of opinion. Sort of. Steeped in a little bit of fact, but not really.
May have made a lot of this up, kids.
I know.
Stop listening now.
All right. Politics is crazy. So that's their new kick. Like, they don't, I don't know. So that's that.
My daughter's obsessed with basketball now.
Oh, nice.
Because they got a letter sent home about tryouts or something for a travel team. God love her. She's going to try out, but there's like 10 kids in her entire grade in our school district that make this team. So we had to go to the basketball court yesterday afternoon. We had to shoot hoops for an hour.
Is it a like 285 ball? Like, is it a small girls
ball?
Yeah, 28.5? 28
and a half, yep.
And so you got the smaller ball?
We got the right ball. We got a 28 and a half. We got a 27 and a half for the little guy. We got every size of basketball you need.
Okay. And so you went to the outdoor court?
Yep.
All right.
Guildhall Park.
And so you went and you shot hoops there.
Yeah.
And now is she already playing on an in-house team?
She played in-house the last couple of years. So we'll see how this goes.
So she's trying to get on that travel squad.
I'm trying to teach her that defense is the key to all underappreciated basketball.
Like, you
players.
Can make this as Dennis Rodman. Like, you could be the worm, and maybe there's a spot for you if you rebound and play
right.
defense.
Get your elbows up and play D, and you got a shot here.
Okay.
You could be that end, you know, that eighth person down on the bench there that comes in crunch time to D up a little bit.
When are these tryouts occurring?
The first, I think, 1st of October.
All right.
So now every day it doesn't rain, we're going to be up at that park right after school shooting hoops.
All right. Well, how you?
And I'm not exactly the most gifted. I mean, look, ninth grade CYO hoops was about the pinnacle for me, and I wasn't good. So it's not like she's got, you know, Professor Jumpman over here.
Jumpman. You can't find somebody who's like a ringer that you could pay? Like, you think that, like, that's the way of the world now.
Well,
you need to find somebody.
We got a neighbor down the street who's been running these little clinics here and there. So I don't know. We might get her involved in that.
When I was her age, I had a neighbor down the street who was running numbers. So here's the deal. Just tell her, hey, listen. I'm not telling you how to be a parent. Hey, listen. You're going to play on this basketball team. You're going to play on one or the other, and it doesn't really matter.
Right.
It's all
yeah.
about having fun.
Get out there and have fun, kiddo.
And then when she doesn't make the team, scream at her.
What's wrong with you?
Right. Get Joe Starkey to work her out.
That's no.
Joe Starkey could be her.
When he's not doing naked hot yoga with Ron Cook in his basement.
Starkey could be her Mikan. He could, like, go through. He could, you know.
He'd teach her the granny shot.
Yeah, he could be her, you know, he could be her coach. I'm telling you, I bet Joe. Here's the thing. If you said to Joe, hey, Joe, I'm going to pay you $50 an hour to do this, 2-hour sessions, $100, he would come with a clipboard.
Oh,
he would come with an Asics windsuit.
He stresses more over his own daughter's little youth basketball team than anything else.
Oh.
Like, you think he's stressed when he walks in here at 10 o'clock to do 4 hours with Cookie? No, I've seen the man on weekends when he's worried about, like, I don't know what I'm going to do with this team. And it's like, Joe.
You
fourth
could
grade
have
basketball.
Mahler, the shot doctor. He could come in.
That's an idea.
I mean, she'll be at UConn next year.
Yeah.
If you want to go ahead and have Mahler elbow up here. One time I made 9 3-pointers.
I made 9 of these in a row once.
And it didn't even hit the rim. It was a splash, splash, splash. Wet water all day. Splash. You could do that if you really wanted.
No.
Then we go get Bumbleberry after.
Yeah. Come on, kids.
Yeah, let's go. Right down there.
It's rehydrating.
If you don't feel like running, you just get cool sculpting. So Mahler could do this. Mahler-Starkey team, they've broken those guys up.
Yeah.
They could come together for your daughter's basketball
It's a hell of a basketball
merits,
team, though.
Or your daughter's basketball yeah. efforts. Yes.
Yeah.
This could work.
It might.
What if your daughter all of a sudden becomes like 6'7"?
Then she better figure it out.
Right. This is going to support. What if that just comes out of nowhere?
Pay for daddy's retirement, you know?
Yes. That would be big. That'd be a big move.
That would be. We'll see.
Do you ever think of what it would be like to be a parent of one of these, like, mega, like LeBron's mom or something? One of these, like, mega sports stars.
What do you do all
day? Yeah, it can't be easy coming up, though.
Oh, yeah. That's
everybody's
the
trying
part.
To get you.
Yeah. And everybody's coming at you for whatever money they think you have.
That would be tough. You have to figure out how to play that. Because a lot of times the best parent or the best kid, their parent's crazy. sometimes the best parent, their kid just kind of sits there and does nothing.
Right.
You're gonna have to figure out how to play that. If your daughter shoots up to 6'11".
If she does.
Right.
But that's doubtful.
And then Mahler. Come on. And the elbow up. One time I was playing this intramural game.
Bending the knees. It
was real. And then I came off a screen. The last one. I was falling out of bounds.
In the corner.
It was, you know, you'd never believe it, but it's me, so it's believable. I made it. Falling out of bounds. Swish.
Apparently he was saying the other day that he would bang 30-foot threes just to impress girls during warm-ups. Did you hear this?
Mahler would.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy. I have had enough.
Mousy.
How's that show going in the afternoon?
I'll be honest. I'm still adjusting to the schedule, so all I've done in afternoons is sleep and pick my kids up off the bus.
I heard him and Pony a little bit yesterday.
I heard a couple minutes last week.
Pony wants to, like, send AB to Siberia because... because AB has a problem with Jesse Washington. What I thought of this. You know how he said he wanted to find out about his jaw next time he saw him?
Yeah.
What if AB, and nobody knows this, is just training to be like a maxillary facial surgeon?
He really
wants to do a good deed for Jesse Washington.
He's going to Pitt Dental School.
Right, we've got this
night.
All wrong.
Yeah.
And AB's trying to do a service for the guy. He noticed something wrong with his jaw.
I just noticed that maybe you might want to get some work done there.
Right.
Yeah, that kind of deal.
That could be happening. I don't know, but I heard like 10 minutes of their show. Pony wants to lock this guy up. Like, he should be suspended. Mike Tomlin needs to muscle up and do something about this. Send him to a penal colony. Gone. And I was just like, man, this guy's tough. Imagine Pony being your dad.
What would Pony do if his kids expressed an interest in basketball?
Oh, you ever see
when
those?
When that happens someday.
I'll tell you exactly what. You ever see those AAU videos where the fight happens because the dad's coming out of the stand screaming at the ref, and then all of a sudden it's 40-on-40, then it's on World Star?
Chairs start flying.
Pony.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.